Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Marcy Ann. It's 11 o'clock here on the West Coast in Laguna Beach. 2 o'clock, I think, on the East Coast, New York City. And then it could be any time of the day or night all across the world. And right now, all of us are all connected for this moment in time. And I wanted to talk about something I talked about a week or so ago. Remember a couple weeks ago I shared with you an experience that I had when I was apparently in two dimensions at the same time? I had taken a quick nap and I apparently was in the process of beginning to wake up, but I was apparently still out of my body. I could see my room and I could see the bed, but I was a giant. I was huge. And the room was teeny tiny. And then kind of like little by little, but all at once, which is what no time is, little by little and all at once. The room began to be larger, and I became smaller, and then I was awake on my bed. Well, I told you I had called my friend Michael Monk at the Avatar Energy Institute in Atlanta, Georgia, and I said, Michael, what happened to me? And he said that I apparently was in both dimensions at the same time in consciousness. So I've been thinking about this. You'd think about it, too, if you had this experience. It's like, I was huge. I was a giant. And apparently, that is what we really are. We are giants. We have no idea how big we are, how powerful we are, how magnificent we are. Did you ever have a dollhouse? You know, it's a small but perfect imitation of a real house. And you know how small the dollhouse is in comparison to you. You can hardly even get your whole hand into one of the rooms. So if you played with your dollhouse, you know, you just put things in and out with just your fingers, because the hand wouldn't fit. Well, this is how it was to me, even though I was even bigger than that. My bedroom and my bed looked like they were about 1 inch high, and I was huge. I just wish I could describe to you how it was. My room and my bed looked as big as a tiny, tiny mite. Like as big as one skin cell on my arm. So as I've been thinking about this, I have had a memory activate that all of us start out as one single electron of light energy. But within that single electron of light energy is all the power of the universe. Did you know that within each single cell in your body, there is a stem cell that can make anything that needs to be made by your body? Whether it's a skin cell or a heart cell or a liver cell, it's just whatever is needed. And we all start out as just this one tiny little spark of light that whirls and swirls and twirls around in the cosmos until it attracts another little tiny spark of light. And then in divine union, we begin to gather together a collective of tiny sparks of light. And then together, we decide what we want to be and where we want to go. And the process of life continues this way, all the way up through all the realms and the dimensions of the elementals and the minerals, the plants and the animals. And then in a giant quantum leap, we made it to the realm of human. And we are now a collection of 70 trillion little tiny sparks of light, all working together to keep us going every day. And now we are getting ready for another giant quantum leap into becoming a superhuman being, which apparently we already are, because let me tell you, I was huge. I could have taken my whole house and put it in the palm of my hand and taken it any place I wanted to go. And apparently, I can take me and my whole house, which is my body, anywhere I want to go. Really? And this is what I want to know more about, because I want to be totally whatever it was I was and go wherever it was I went when I was that giant. So we are now living in a time that was prophesied. What a solar civilization. That's what we are. We're a solar system. Undergoes tremendous magnetic and gravitational changes as it enters into an electromagnetic null zone within its universe. So we are being reprogrammed to go beyond our terrestrial limitations. And rather than continuing our original light scenario of intelligence working in a diminishing power of eventual breakdown and dissolution, we are to activate our macabre body, the divine light vehicle, which has been used for eons by masters to connect with and reach those in tune with the higher realms. And we are to begin our ascent into a higher energy spectrum. This higher energy spectrum is a field of all possibilities. Now, Merkaba means our spirit body surrounded by counter-rotating fields of light. Like, you know, wheels within wheels, spirals of energy, like, you know, our DNA are spirals of energy, these spirals of energy spiraling, these counter-rotating fields of light, because mer, M-E-R, means light, ka, K-A, means spirit, and ba, B-A, means body, mer, ka, ba. So it's this, the spirit light body. And this is what transports entire body, spirit body forms from one dimension to another. You know, like, beam me up, Scotty. Now, in modern esoteric teachings, it's taught that the Merkaba is an interdimensional vehicle. It's our own personal UFO, if you will. And it's consisting of two equally sized interlock tetrahedra of light with a common center. And one tetrahedron points up and the other points down. Now, researcher, physicist Drumvalo Melchizedek describes this figure as a star tetrahedron, since it can be looked at as a three-dimensional Star of David. And so by, just imagine two superimposed star tetrahedrons counter-rotating and this, depending on the height of the person, can create a field that's about 55 feet across. This is all in mathematics. Well, I was at least that big, and it seemed like I was even bigger than that. And then once this is activated, this saucer-shaped field is capable of carrying one's consciousness directly to higher dimensions. Now, people like Drumbalo, Melchizedek, and I found all kinds of other places on the internet that teach, you know, certain prana breathing techniques, eye movements, mudras and chantings and breathings and all kinds of things that will help to make this work. And I'm not saying that if someone teaches a certain technique or exercise and tells you that it'll activate your light body that it won't work, because of course it will work. But you know what? I don't think you want to get dependent upon a technique or any certain way of doing something, because in the field of all possibilities, you know, you might not do it just exactly like it was taught to you, and then you could create a field of doubt, and that would just collapse the whole thing. Whereas the truth is, if you already know that you are this light body now, then you would never have it collapse. Because there's a more direct way to activate your UFO light body. Because all we need to do is, first of all, believe it. Believe that we are. Do you know you use the same energy to believe something that you use to not believe it? It's the same energy. So why not open up your mind to the possibility? Because once you believe it, and then secondly, realize it, now you know I am this light body, then bazinga, we can begin to operate as an interdimensional, unrestricted, boundless, and the powerful being that we are. So why would we even want to know about this or even begin to think about doing it? Well, you know, things are whirling and swirling all around us so fast now as we make this transitional solar electromagnetic shift, that everyone needs to now get up to speed. Because this past week, as those within my magnetic force field of friends and family were checking in or texting or calling me on the phone, I was just getting reports of more complex situations that just don't seem to have any solutions. Now, this is called being in a time-space overlap, which produces a null zone of gravitational compression. And you know what? We're just not going to be able to take enough anxiety medication or drink enough alcohol to soothe out all of those frayed and exposed tendrils of our nervous systems as we are being compressed like this. Now, let's just start with a scientific fact. There is as much energy in 1 cubic centimeter of space inside of you. Now, that's the smallest size that you can measure, 1 cubic centimeter. And there is as much energy in that centimeter of space inside of you as a megaton bomb. Not just an atomic bomb, a megaton bomb. You are one great, big, huge, powerful energy source contained within a suit of skin. And as these pressures of chaos and change continue to speed ever faster and faster, you're either going to explode Or you're going to begin to be able to use that energy to actually create what you want in your life. So I just want to encourage you, because I have been being in my Merkaba light bubble now for a while. And, you know, my life is just going wonderfully. I just sit inside of my light bubble and I watch everything that's going on. Because my life is perfect. I have no problems to solve. I am not sick. I don't take any kind of medications. I have absolutely no sickness or disease inside of my body at all. I don't have any money problems. I don't, I'm gradually not doing my wedding business now. And you would think that there would be a change in my money situation, but there hasn't been, because I decided there wasn't going to be. I decided I was going to be able to still live at the level of life that I've been accustomed to for the last 20 years, even though I'm somewhat semi-retired now. And you know what? I just spend the money, and then there's more. And I'll do a show on that eventually, because, I mean, that sounds kind of like, well, how does that work? And I'll share a little more with you about how that works. But I'm not worried about anything. I'm not afraid of anything. I just look at everything that's going on, and I just kind of enjoy it all. You know, there's such extremes now that it's just interesting. It seems like I'm just, you know, floating above it all in my little, in my Merkaba light body. But you know what I've discovered recently? I can no longer offer any help or any possible solutions to anybody else's problems. There just doesn't seem to be any solutions. So they're just going to have to try to figure it out for themselves. And, you know, those who are going to try to stay in their current situation and try to fight their way out of it are going to collapse. But those who wish to make a change and begin to realize their power and to get on board the Merkaba body, light body, well, then you will just float on into the next realm of life here on Earth, which is multidimensional. And if you need a picture of what this is going to be like, well, just think of your old concept of going to heaven, because you'll be in heaven. Listen to this. Once the proper linkages have been completed with the human system through harmonic intensities of spin coordination, the alignment with a new light zone can take place through inner magneto-hydrodynamic fields modulating the geophysical time warp areas of the lower structure into the higher evolutionary arrangement through geophysical time warp openings. Now, this is a paragraph from the Book of Enoch, page 133. So let me just sort of translate this for you. The proper linkage is your mind-body connection. The harmonic intensities of spin coordination is your ability to spin the electrons in your cells in harmony with the love sound of 528 hertz. And the inner magnetic hydrodynamic fields are these electrons spinning in the waters of each cell, which will modulate. What does modulate mean? Modulation is the process of varying one or more properties of a periodic waveform called the carrier signal, which is a high-frequency signal with a modulating spiral that typically contains information to be transmitted. So you will be transmitting the love sound into a higher evolutionary arrangement. This higher evolutionary arrangement is your cosmic self operating in 12 spirals of DNA information with alignment between your right and your left brain. And this is what is going to energize the giant. This is the giant's power. And this cosmic self will be able to go through geophysical time warp openings. Well, this just means you just can go anywhere you want, whenever you want to. So, you know, this Merkaba light body is talked about in Ezekiel and in the Bible. And in Hebrew, the word Merkaba means chariot or to ride in a chariot. So if this can help you think in terms of being in your light body, then just think of it as the throne chariot of God. It's a four-wheeled vehicle driven by four cherubim. Those are angels, each of which has four wings and four faces. And time, the number four in alchemy is the number for time. So the symbolic number of four means that in the chariot, which is our Merkaba light body, we are in no time because time is alchemized. Now, alchemy is the process of changing one form into another form. So time becomes stationary as a scalar wave, and then we just ride the waves, going and coming, coming and going, not restricted by time. You know, I've just been finding I can set a time for when I want to be someplace. And pretty much, no matter when I leave to get there, I get there at that time. And I believe what I'm learning how to do is just to think the thought, and then I'm there. I'm getting closer and closer to being able to do that because that is an action of the Merkaba light body. Now, for all of us, it's just going to be a gradual process of learning because, you know, we're dealing with ideas here that are foreign to us, and we just don't have a lot of corroborating information in our brain yet to be totally confident about what is happening. So let's see if I can just look at this a little more esoterically for you and see if we can get a picture in our mind that can be energized. So this commentary in Ezekiel about the analogy of the Merkaba image consists of a chariot that is made by four angels, and it's being driven by the likeness of a man. The likeness of a man sits on a throne. Now, four also corresponds to the four directions that the chariot can go, northeast, south, and west. And one type of angel that is found in the Merkaba is a seraphim. And the seraphim is the highest ranking angel, although there isn't any hierarchical awareness in the realms of the angels. But the seraphim is, it appears like flashes of fire, flashes of fire. There's just these tiny little, and they're continually ascending and descending. So they can go any direction, go up, go down, go sideways, and they're in constant motion. And apparently they function somewhat like a piston in an engine in that they are the power of the movement of the chariot. And the movement of all these angels of the chariot is controlled by the likeness of a man on the throne. Well, guess who the likeness of man on the throne is? That's you! Because you have all of this power at your disposal. Now, I just love this idea of the angel being like a kind of a piston in that they power the movement of the chariot, which is the Merkaba light body. Because I saw a video on YouTube by Dr. John Michael Mallon, M-A-L-L-O-N, who was describing how the electrons in a cell work. And he showed them going up and down, like a piston does. And as they go up and down, in the cellular fluid, they produce waves. And these waves are what create the pattern of standing wave energy that is the scalar wave energy. This is not an electromagnetic energy. It's not electricity. It isn't subject to gravity or any other terrestrial strong or weak force. This is prana energy that operates at the quantum level, a zero point energy. It is a carrier wave that operates beyond the speed of light. It is instantaneous. It is constant. It is magical. And the operator of this energy is you. Now, next Wednesday, I'm going to talk more about this because I want to look at the part where we bring our right brain and our left brain into a zero-point null zone, where everything is perfect, entire, lacking nothing. Because this is where the Merkaba light body is going to take us. Because life becomes living in heaven on earth. And you know, I'm not just talking about daydreams here. I am talking about real, minute-to-minute, perfect life right here, right now. And even though I don't have it all worked out just completely yet, what I have already worked out is so peaceful and so complete, I can't stop now. I want it all, and I want you to have it all too. Because, you know, once we realize who we really are, then we won't need to worship and adore the movie stars and try to live our life vicariously through theirs. Because even a star of the magnitude of Angelina Jolie still doesn't know that she has the power to alchemize a cancer cell by spinning those electrons in that cell beyond the speed of light and change it into a normal functioning cell. We all have the star power of Angelina Jolie, and we have more when we get into our Merkaba light body. So be encouraged. There's light at the end of the tunnel. So this is Marcianne, and I'm going to say aloha now. Aloha means I love you, hello, and goodbye. And I also want to remind you that this Friday night we are having the seventh in the series of seven of how to manifest what you want in your life at the Friday night 21st Century Prayer Meeting. And we're going to finally get there. So we will hear from Arcturus, who is the brightest, he's the being in charge of the brightest star of our universe. He will have something wonderful to tell us. And until then, this is Marcy Ann. Goodbye.